Public opinion polls indicate that most California residents expect the deepening power crisis to damage the state's booming economy. About half of those surveyed said they think economic good times will continue in the next year, compared to almost three-fourths in August. The Public Policy Institute of California conducted one of the polls. PPI is a nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization. Mark Baldessari is a senior fellow at the Institute in San Francisco. How has the energy crisis changed Californians' perception of their state?
When we were conducting interviews during the fall, Californians were overwhelmingly positive, not only about today, but about tomorrow as well. Today, we're seeing many more people say that the state is not going to have good times all of this year. So the most noticeable effect on California right now is a great deal of concern about what our future is going to be like.
Well, California doesn't allow anyone in who's not an optimist, isn't that right?
Well, it's really a very strong part of our psyche, is a strong sense not only that there are good times today, but that they are going to continue. And the electricity crisis has really shaken confidence in this state.
On whom do Californians blame this crisis?
Well, right now, people aren't happy with the way the governor is handling the situation. But Governor Davis is not blamed for the problem of the electricity crisis. Most Californians today blame the deregulation system, which the past governor and the legislature signed into action in 1996. About half the Californians blame that as the main cause of the current problem, and about a quarter of them blame the electricity companies. And I guess not surprisingly, hardly any of them blame themselves, the consumers. Only 10% blame them.
Californians are used to adversity. Got earthquakes, floods, fires. They're going to get through this too, right?
They're going to get through it. They're used to adversity. It's a way of life. And over the past decade, Californians have dealt with many different kinds of natural disasters. Earthquakes, fires, floods are a part of the landscape in California. What's different about this crisis, of course, is that one that it's man-made, and one which I think even worse for most Californians, one that's made by their government, a government which they didn't have a great deal of trust and confidence in to begin with, but a government which is going to somehow have to find the will and the resolve to come up with some answers pretty soon.
Is the economy of California as resilient as its people?
The California economy has been doing very well up to now. Last year, we had a very strong year. We have a very large budget surplus. Things were humming along very nicely. And so far, this electricity crisis has only affected the economy in small ways. I guess what we'll find out about in the next few weeks is are the inconveniences that people have been facing the last few days, will they be a way of life? And if so, then we can expect that there'll be some effect first on consumer confidence and then on business activity and then on business plans. And that would be a serious problem.
To run a business, you need energy. Maybe some of those businesses will bail on California.
Well, that's the worry. We have the past few years really prided ourselves as being, you know, the heart of the new economy, the high-tech economy. And it's only been until very recently that we realized that while we are a new economy, we are an old economy in the sense of needing a regular supply of electricity, and recognizing that we haven't made the kind of plans a smart economy should in terms of planning for the growing demand for electricity as we became more and more plugged into computers.
Mark Baldessari is a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California in San Francisco.